This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is hitting the road to sell his ambitious vision for the American future. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
A day after saying the nation's on the move again,
America's rising anew.
The president's back in a state that helped deliver him to the White House, pitching his massive plans for boosting America's infrastructure and social safety net to voters in Georgia, where he was the first Democratic presidential nominee to win in nearly 30 years. Before a drive-up rally in suburban Atlanta, the president and first lady ventured to Plains for a private visit with Jimmy Carter. Then freshman Senator Joe Biden endorsed Carter in 1976, bucking the Democratic establishment. Carter did not endorse Biden nor anybody else in the 2020 primary. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's another drop in the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits. We get details from AP's Mike Hempen.
Labor Department figures show 553,000 people filed for unemployment aid last week. That's a drop of 13,000 from the week before and the lowest level since the pandemic hit in March of last year, a sign the economy is recovering from the coronavirus recession. But still, the figure is well above the 230,000 that was typical before the pandemic hit. A little more than 16.5 million people were receiving some type of jobless aid for the week of April 10th. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Good news on the economy and jobs helped push stock prices higher on Wall Street, with the S&P 500 closing at a record high after gaining 0.68%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.71%. The Nasdaq was up 0.22%. This is VOA News.